Chapter 3. More Amazing Heroes. The success of St. Bernard dogs in finding people lost in the snow is just the beginning of the story of rescue dogs. Other breeds of dog have been used to save people from all kinds of dangerous situations. Some dogs rescue people from drowning. Others track and find people who are lost in the woods, the desert, or even in large cities. In wartime, dogs have been used to find wounded soldiers on the battlefield and intercept enemy soldiers. Caption: Each type of rescue dog goes through its own specialized training. Caption: A Newfoundland pulls a swimmer to shore by her wrist. If a swimmer is unconscious, Newfies are trained to hold him or her by the upper arm. That keeps the person's head above water. Newfoundlands are shaggy, sweet-tempered dogs who seem to have an inborn instinct to rescue swimmers in trouble. Ocean-going sailors and fishermen often took a Newfie along on their voyages. In their home territory, the Canadian island of Newfoundland, these dogs were actually trained as lifeguards and used to patrol the beaches. In 1919, a Newfie named Tang was on board a ship called the SS Ethy when it ran aground during a terrible storm. Tang took one of the ship's lines in his mouth and swam for shore through the heavy surf. Rescuers on the beach were able to use the rope to pull the Ethy's passengers and crew to safety. 90 people in all were saved, and Tang received a medal from the ship's insurance company. Feature Box: New Rescues. Can dogs save people from disease? Some scientists think that dogs can be trained to sniff out cancer cells. In one study, a schnauzer named George was able to identify skin cancers in 6 out of 7 patients. Another group of researchers found that ordinary family pets could learn to detect early cancers just by smelling people's breath.